for joining us. Looks real good for your prospects this evening. Are you ready to declare victory?
No, we're not ready to declare victory, but I'm optimistic if the percentages and the trends hold. But obviously the votes are very small, so until more precincts come in, I want to wait. But our supporters are excited. I'm excited. We can't wait to get into the general election campaign and speak to the people of the 4th District.
Well, let's talk hypotheticals here. Mr. Foley, let's assume that you've actually won the Independence Party nomination. Betty McCollum has now been declared the winner in the DFL column. Linda Runbeck, of course, was the winner in the Republican. Do you see yourself as the spoiler in this race?
Absolutely not. I see us as a Minnesota Maverick campaign reaching out to Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. We're the party of change, and we're going to continue the Minnesota Maverick campaign that Jesse Ventura started 2 years ago, and we're going to continue that march and campaign on changing campaign finance reform and improving health care and Social Security and prescription drugs, and we're going to take that change to Washington, D.C.
Apparently, Steve Novak, who was running in the DFL primary, pretty upset with the way the DFL party handled the contest in the 4th District. He indicated that he thought a lot of his supporters might actually end up supporting you. Do you think that's true?
Well, I hope that we can reach out to Steve Novak supporters, other Democrats, Chris Coleman supporters, Kathy Hardin supporters, and Betty McCollum supporters, because we're reaching out to everyone, as well as Republicans and Independents. No one can win this race without reaching out to everyone in the 4th District. Linda Runbeck can't win it, or Betty McCollum. Someone has to attract Independents, Republicans, and Democrats. We think we have the best campaign to do that. We're excited to do that, and we welcome everyone's support. I thought it was unfortunate the last couple of days of what happened in the Democratic Party and the kind of mean-spirited and dirty tricks that were pulled against a couple of the candidates. So I'm sorry to see that happen, but we want to run a positive campaign, and we want to attract all supporters from the other candidates.
Any one big issue you think is going to dominate the fall campaign in the 4th District?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, campaign finance reform is the major issue. Without changing campaign finance reform, the other two candidates are controlled by the national parties and the extremist zealots on both sides. They're both pawns for the national parties. We want campaign finance reform because without that, we can't change Social Security and health care and education and the environment. So I think that's going to be our key message.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Foley.
Thank you.